I don't know where I'm going to go with this. I just have to get this off my chest. I have to talk through this. I'm so tired. The stress, the uncertainty, I just stay tense all the time. I don't sleep. I'm just completely drained. I just lay there at night, and what's supposed to be a quiet time is just, it's the loudest time of day. And I've spent the last week traveling around in Wyoming and Colorado and Montana and seen some beautiful landscapes and just, I couldn't just be in the moment, and just all I could think about was all the things that was missing. All I could think about was all the things I wanted to be sharing at that time, and it just sucked. It just really sucked. You know, just the lack of focus, and I mean, with work, I can't even keep things straight mentally with work. I can't even organize my thoughts to just make sure I'm doing the things that I need to be doing, which is extremely important to what we do. And I just can't. I just continue to go through, and just, it's always thinking of the other. It's always just constantly thinking of memories and what I'm missing, and like I said, what I wish I was sharing. And there's just no peace. The weight is just, it's almost getting too much. And it just seems like if I quit, quitting is about the most peaceful thing you could do. But I know I can't do that, but I just don't know. I'm fighting, and I just seem like I just keep getting punched and punched in the face more and more. I just constantly beat myself up. I had literally no mercy, no forgiveness of myself. Just constantly, just my self-talk just continues to get worse. I mean, don't get me wrong, I have times where I'm better and I feel better and I'm fighting and I have a clear mind and stuff, but just this last week was just really, really hard. And I feel just like shit just saying that. And I know people, I get comments daily of people that's got so much worse of a situation than I do. Just got one today. Lady lost her husband 3 years ago, and I can't imagine. She says she doesn't know if she can love again, because why would he have been taken away from her? I can't even imagine. I can't even fathom that. I can't. And here I am sitting here complaining and bitching about my life, and it just doesn't, I don't know. I just don't know what to do. Like I said, I don't want to keep fighting. I don't want to quit fighting. I want to keep getting stronger. I want to keep getting better. But it just feels like I'm drowning. It just feels like there's no way out. Like I'm just in this quicksand, and the harder and harder I fight, the faster that I continue to just sink. And so mad at myself, the way I've treated myself over the last however many months, and not taking care of myself. I just finished working out. I don't know what I got done out of it. I wasn't mentally in it. And I gotta go travel again tomorrow. It just fucking pisses me off. I just cannot sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I just had to talk. I had to talk through this. I had to. Try and talk to someone, because I just feel like no one understands. My parents do, but my parents, they just worry and they get, and it upsets them, and I don't want to do that to them. It's better off that they think that I'm okay. But that's the thing, on the outside you may look at me and you may think he's fine, he's okay, but on the inside it's a complete fucking mess. I don't know. Anyway, apologize in advance for if you're watching this, and I hope it doesn't put you, anyone else, in a worse mood. Just please, I hope that doesn't. I hope it. I don't know. Anyway, I'll be fine. I'll keep moving forward. I'll find a way. I'll be all right. Be all right.